AVS Media Demo.
Amen. All right. Hi, everyone.
AVS Media Demo.
Open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. You know, on Wednesday nights in our Bible study,
AVS Media Demo.
Seven churches in the book of Revelation. You know, Bible study. Studying the Word of God on Wednesday evenings.
AVS Media Demo.
Be there, be square, all right? We're looking at the seven churches, which were actual churches in those days.
AVS Media Demo.
Each one of those churches has something that the Lord liked and something that he didn't like, except for a couple of them. A couple of them he just really loved.
AVS Media Demo.
And one of them is the Church of Philadelphia, and I kind of hope that we could emulate the Church of Philadelphia, but that's another sermon for another day.
AVS Media Demo.
They had problems, real problems. And you know what? We do too, as a church, as the modern day church. And we can see
AVS Media Demo.
All seven of these kinds of churches. And while we were discussing that, someone made a suggestion.
AVS Media Demo.
That we ought to study what we believe as a church. In fact, I think the question was asked me, Pastor, what do we believe about that?
AVS Media Demo.
Wow, that's pretty good. So I went home and I prayed about it. You know what the Lord said? Tell them what you believe. And so that's what we're going to do. You know, our statement of faith says,
AVS Media Demo.
The church accepts the Bible as its final authority in all matters of faith and practice. Folks, that includes Scripture.
AVS Media Demo.
God, the doctrine of man, salvation, the church itself, baptism, the Lord's Supper. I can go on. Okay, I will.
AVS Media Demo.
Missions, education, stewardship, religious liberty, the family, all those things we deal with in our
AVS Media Demo.
We need to understand what we believe and why we believe it. So we're beginning a series, and the title of the series is
AVS Media Demo.
Pretty original, right? Okay. And the message today is called The Word of God.
AVS Media Demo.
The Holy Bible was written by men divinely inspired and is God's revelation of himself to us. It is a perfect treasure of
AVS Media Demo.
It has God for its author, salvation for its end, and truth without any mixture of error for its matter.
AVS Media Demo.
It's absolutely perfect. And everything that we believe either rises or falls on what we believe.
AVS Media Demo.
Our verse in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
AVS Media Demo.
The division of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart.
But AVS Media Demo.
In society is ridiculed, it's misquoted. They may say it has no relevance in their life whatsoever.
AVS Media Demo.
Therefore, it's crucial that we know why we believe what we believe about the Bible. We need to get to
AVS
know our Bible
Media
better.
Demo.
We need to get to know where it came from, why it can be trusted, why is it the ultimate authority in our lives.
AVS Media Demo.
The backbone of God's church from its very foundation. Without this divine book, we would have no certain knowledge of God.
AVS Media Demo.
All humanity would be left with just groping for answers in the dark. Everyone would have their own idea about God's existence,
AVS Media
his
Demo.
Character, and his expectations of us. That is, if they even believed in God to begin with. And as we looked in the book of Romans, we realized that God
AVS Media Demo.
Around nature will tell you that there was a divine being who brought all of this into existence. In fact, scientists have
AVS Media Demo.
A second before the Big Bang theory. You know what the Big Bang is?
AVS Media Demo.
Let there be light. There's the Big Bang. Boom! And it started.
AVS Media Demo.
Needs to understand why we believe what we believe. Paul said, remember that at the times you were separate from Christ, excluded
AVS Media Demo.
Israel, and foreigners in covenants of promise. Listen, this ought to echo in our brains. Without hope and without God.
AVS Media Demo.
That's where we live, folks. But praise the Lord, He didn't leave us in the dark. So we can
AVS Media Demo.
Word for us, no matter what we're facing in life. I don't care what your situation is. Pastor, you don't, I don't have to know. God can take care of it.
AVS Media Demo.
I was looking at a list of things that children either said or wrote that they learned from the Bible.
AVS Media Demo.
Solomon had 300 wives and 700 porcupines.
AVS Media Demo.
Was when Eve told Adam to eat the apple. My all-time favorite. The epistles were the wives of the apostles.
AVS Media Demo.
But you know what? There are adults who think the same way. They really do, because that's how little most people know about this.
AVS Media Demo.
In fact, I've heard it said that the worst dust storm in history would happen if everyone who owned a Bible dusted it off at the same time.
AVS Media Demo.
It's also very sad. Because in the church's attempt to be relevant and not wanting to offend anybody, can we take
AVS Media Demo.
Can we offend? Okay, I digress. We need
AVS Media Demo.
The church, what has happened is they have left behind solid biblical teachings. Teachings that have stood
AVS Media Demo.
The great movements of God in our history. I know people are looking for things that work.
AVS Media Demo.
Survive in these unprecedented times. But what has happened is instead of turning to the Bible, they turned to
AVS Media Demo.
Promoted by the world, promising solutions in the complexities of life. And most of these philosophies are all about the
AVS Media Demo.
And they're ultimately unreliable. If I could put it in just a small phrase, they don't work. How else
AVS Media Demo.
Number of divorces and suicides and addictions and depression that are happening in our society, and folks, in our church.
AVS Media Demo.
What the church needs to do is to get back to the Bible, because it's God's word of instruction that will
AVS Media Demo.
And will provide living water to refresh us, to revitalize us, to rejuvenate us.
AVS Media Demo.
Is they no longer believe that the Bible is God's unchanging, without error, word of life. You have people calling
AVS Media Demo.
People calling themselves Christians, but they deny the Bible was inspired by God. They say it's filled with fictional stories.
AVS Media Demo.
You know, we can't do those things today. It's got a whole bunch of errors in it. I love it when people tell me that. Bible's full of errors.
AVS Media Demo.
Well, the Bible's full of errors. Show me one. Now, let me be clear about the definition. When I'm talking about a Christian here, I'm talking about somebody who
AVS Media Demo.
And follows the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. But if a person can't accept the teachings of Jesus that are found written in the Word of God,
AVS Media Demo.
How can they say they believe in Jesus? No, let's follow Him. I mean, Jesus lived His life in accordance with the Word of God.
AVS Media Demo.
The Bible to be a true, reliable source to live our lives. Folks, it is the Word of God.
AVS Media Demo.
Thessalonica. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing. Because when you received the Word of God, which you heard from us.
AVS Media Demo.
Not as the words of men, but as it is in truth. The Word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe.
AVS Media Demo.
The Bible is God's Word to everyone. And without it in our lives, we have no meaning, we have no purpose.
AVS Media Demo.
Because the Bible is God's roadmap to show us how to be saved and how to live a life that's meaningful.
AVS Media Demo.
The Bible's one of a kind. It is. There's nothing else like it, and frankly, there never will be anything like it. It's different from AVS every Media other Demo. Religious book out there that's promoted by the various religions. It's better than the Muslims' Quran.
AVS Media Demo.
Mormon. It's better than the Buddhists' Sutras. It's better than the Hindu Vedas. In fact, if you want to use a word for the Bible,
AVS Media Demo.
And that word means being the only one of its kind. The Bible is unique. It's the only
AVS Media Demo
in existence. And it addresses hundreds of controversial subjects, even the hot topics of today.
AVS Media Demo.
Greed, the ecology, race, labor relations. That's just a few of the things that the Bible takes up.
AVS Media Demo.
This book is different from any other book because it's not a collection of human opinions about God, but it is in fact
AVS Media Demo
to us. Amen. God has revealed himself to us so we can know him and we can follow his guidance.
AVS Media Demo.
Let me give you a little bit of background of the scriptures itself. It was written over a 1,500-year time span. It contains 66
AVS Media Demo.
In the Old Testament, 27 in the New Testament. It was written in three different languages: Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek.
And by AVS Media Demo.
Including kings and shepherds and fishermen and prophets. There was an IRS agent. Yeah, Matthew. He was an IRS
AVS
agent.
Media
and of
Demo.
Course, there was a physician whose name was Luke. It was written in times of joy. It was written in times of deep despair.
AVS Media
and yet,
Demo.
Over all those years and languages and all the locations and conditions and the various topics, the Bible is an unfolding story
AVS Media Demo.
And the redemption of the human race. It speaks of our lost condition. But that's just part of it.
AVS Media Demo.
God's plan of salvation through the substitutionary sacrifice of the Lord Jesus on that cross, so that whoever believes in him.
AVS Media Demo.
In Genesis, it starts with paradise lost. When you get to the book of Revelation, it talks about paradise regained.
AVS Media Demo.
There's no other book or literature written that has such harmony or thought of purpose. That's why it's one of a kind, folks.
AVS Media Demo.
While today people try to ban it, and they try to burn it, and they vilify it, and they water it down, and they make it illegal in places to own, it is still
AVS
the best
Media
selling
Demo.
Book of all time. Amen. Jesus said it best. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my
AVS Media
will
Demo.
Pass away. And because of its uniqueness, we can say that the Bible is divinely inspired.
AVS Media Demo.
Trustworthy. Look at the prophecies of the Bible. Peter said the prophecy never came by the will of man.
AVS Media Demo.
They were moved by the Holy Spirit. Folks, if it was written by man, there would be no way that they could accurately predict
AVS Media Demo.
Sometimes even thousands of years ahead of time. I mean, these weren't vague word pictures. They are literal fulfillment of historical
events. AVS
Media
Demo.
In fact, there's no biblical prophecy up till today that hasn't been fulfilled. Up to today.
AVS Media Demo.
Of them were fulfilled at the time of Jesus when the church started. Jesus fulfilled over 60 of these prophecies of the coming.
AVS Media Demo.
In fact, scientists have looked at the mathematical probability of one person fulfilling just eight of the 60 that I talked about.
AVS Media Demo.
Coming of the Messiah. And the mathematical probability of these being fulfilled by one person.
AVS Media Demo.
To the 17th power. That's what it looks like. Wow. That would be like putting silver dollars.
AVS Media Demo.
In Texas, right? Then marking one of them, go on an airplane, fly over, and drop it in Texas. Then get a man,
AVS Media Demo,
blindfold him, tell him, walk into Texas and pick up that marked dollar bill or the coin. And the odds,
AVS Media Demo,
he would pick it up on the first try. See, that's kind of amazing. fulfilled prophecy.
AVS Media Demo.
Is God's word. It was divinely inspired. I guess so. The question comes then, and it's a logical question.
AVS Media Demo.
Reliable. That's a good question, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you for asking. Well, let me put your mind at
ease. AVS Media Demo.
The Old Testament and the New Testament were copied with such accuracy that we are reading in our Bibles today. It's considered in the upper
AVS Media Demo.
That's like 98% as being identical to the early text. In fact, the only variations are spelling.
AVS Media Demo.
That is amazing. And that never affects the meaning. The problem today is that people are taking parts of the Bible that
AVS Media
with,
Demo.
They don't like, and they're tossing them out. You know, that doesn't apply to today's society. Really?
AVS Media Demo.
Cherry picking. You know what cherry picking is, right? Y'all know what cherry picking is?
Amen.
I'm talking to the farmer group here.
AVS Media Demo.
But you know what happens when you start picking that up? You make the whole thing worthless because who knows what to pick off that's right and what to pick off that's
AVS not. Media Demo.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon said, believe this book of God, every letter of it, or else reject it. There's no logical standing place between
AVS Media Demo.
Satisfied with nothing less. You see, the Bible is a reliable guide for our lives. Amen. Folks, it's the truth.
AVS Media Demo.
Nothing but the truth. Ah, so help me God. Amen. Right? Amen. Psalm 119, verse 160 says, your word is truth.
AVS Media
David
Demo.
Said, you are God and your words are truth. Jesus, in his prayer to the Father for us, said,
AVS Media Demo.
The truth. Your word is truth. And for thousands of years, the Bible has proven itself as a reliable source.
AVS Media Demo.
And therefore, it's a reliable source for us to live by today. But not only is it reliable, and it is trustworthy.
AVS Media Demo.
Those who read it. That's amazing. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy. Well, I'm getting a blessing here.
AVS Media Demo.
And blessed are they who hear it. Hey. You're getting a blessing. You're hearing it.
Amen.
And take it to heart what it was written.
AVS Media Demo.
We're blessed by reading the words of the prophecy, and it tells us the time of the end is getting close.
AVS Media Demo.
You have to wonder, with what we read in the scripture, if the coming of the Lord isn't right around the corner. And I don't mean around Washington.
AVS Media Demo.
And what we need to do is get prepared for that day when God takes us home.
AVS Media Demo.
But you know what? There are many more blessings. That's just one of the blessings. I mean, it preserves and it insulates us from the influences of this
AVS
world.
Media Demo.
Psalm 119, verse 9 says, how can a young man cleanse his, keep his ways? By living according to your word. And then down
AVS
verse 11,
Media
says,
Demo.
Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. The Bible is a blessing.
AVS Media Demo.
Through life. That's the exciting thing. Psalm 119:24. In fact, I'm going to read a lot of things from. No, I'm going to try and read
everything. AVS Media Demo.
19 this morning. For those of you that's 176 verses. No, I won't get there. All right. Psalm 119:24.
AVS Media Demo.
These are my delight. They are my counselors. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is a familiar verse, I think, for most of us.
Trust AVS Media Demo.
Lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. You see, God's left us with a wealth of
AVS
knowledge.
Media Demo.
The Bible is a help to us. It's a source that we can use to find God's given purpose for our lives.
AVS Media Demo.
Lives of passion, and we've got to live lives of purpose. We've got to continue to learn who Jesus is, what he has for us.
AVS Media Demo.
The Bible tells us all those things, so it's a blessing. It guides us, and you know what else? It gives us freedom. Ha, hallelujah.
AVS Media Demo.
Nobody wants to be told what to do. Psalm 119, verse 32. I run in the path of your commands, for you have set
AVS Media Demo.
I know Martin Luther King Jr. ended his thing, free at last, free at last.
AVS Media Demo.
Free at last. You know where he got that from? The Lord Jesus. John 8, 36, if the Son will make you free, you will
be AVS free Media indeed. Demo.
So the Bible tells us all of these things. And it also, as I said, brings freedom. God created human
beings. AVS Media Demo.
Amen.
We don't have to accept the freedom he offers us through Jesus Christ. That's what free will is called.
AVS Media Demo.
We have the option. You want to live forever in heaven with the Lord? Choose the Lord. You want to go your own route?
AVS Media Demo.
It's your choice. But the Bible warns that hell's a real place where real people are going to end up.
AVS Media Demo.
Knowingly reject the truth. Sad. God's word points to freedom in Christ. And it doesn't leave us wondering about
AVS
how
Media
we can own those freedoms. We have to acknowledge our brokenness, the fact that we are sinners before the Lord. We're slaves to that sin.
AVS Media Demo.
And he ends by choosing Jesus and following him as our Lord and Savior, because he's the only one that can break the chains. He's the only one.
AVS Media Demo.
But not only that, the Bible gives us wisdom and understanding. This is Psalm 119, verses 97.
AVS Media Demo.
It says, oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are
AVS Media Demo.
I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey
AVS Media Demo.
Folks, knowledge is what's gathered over time through the study of the Scripture. Wisdom is applying the knowledge that you
AVS Media Demo
understands. For instance, the lights turn red. Wisdom says, apply the brakes. Stop.
AVS Media Demo.
Knowledge sees quickstand. Wisdom says, don't go there. Walk around it. Knowledge
AVS Media Demo.
The Ten Commandments. Wisdom obeys the Ten Commandments. Give me one more. Knowledge learns of God.
AVS Media Demo.
That's the value of reading and knowing God's Word. Now, I started by quoting Hebrews 4.
AVS Media Demo.
Just how useful and powerful God's Word is when it comes to keeping us in the straight and narrow. So let me quote it again. For the Word of God.
AVS Media Demo.
And powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow.
AVS Media Demo.
And the intents of the heart. God's word is living. It's alive. It's powerful. It's like the scalpel in the
hand. AVS Media Demo.
God's word cuts through all these weird philosophies of the day and the thoughts that man are filled with contradictions and lies. The word
AVS Media
like scalpel,
Demo.
The surgeon that cuts right through it gets to the heart, the spirit of God's thoughts and will and way.
AVS Media Demo.
And it touches our souls to change our direction, to change the course of our lives. That's because it's God's word.
AVS Media Demo.
God knows what lies within the heart of every person and knows what's best for us. We always want to say, I know what's best for me. No, you don't.
AVS Media Demo.
We need to be leaning on the Scripture. Paul told Timothy, all Scripture is theopneustos, God.
AVS Media Demo.
Useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness, so that you would be prepared to do all the work that God has called.
AVS Media Demo.
By saying it was God breathed, it means the Holy Spirit is the one who authored it.
AVS Media Demo.
We need to live an effective life for the Lord. It's God's answer and direction for life in this messed up world.
AVS Media Demo.
Being profitable means it's useful, it's beneficial, it's an advantage in our lives. It teaches us what's true. It
AVS Media Demo.
When we do things wrong. It corrects us and it instructs us on how to stay right with the Lord. So with that in mind,
AVS Media Demo.
Say without hesitation that the Bible is God's word for our lives. It's reliable, it's trustworthy.
AVS Media Demo.
That even comes close. We want to live successful and fulfilled lives. We need to get into the Bible, and we need to let the
AVS
Bible
Media
into us.
Demo.
Remember, the Bible's the lamp that lights our journey. So, since the Bible is God's word,
AVS Media Demo.
We need to study. We need to obey it, and we need to fully trust it.
AVS Media Demo.
All right, let's pray.